What happens when someone tries to break up Liz and Spike, one of the truly great friendships of all time? Trouble! It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Everyone knows that Spike and Liz are great friends and have been since they were very little. In fact, everyone who sees them remarks, "Now there goes one of the truly great friendships of all time." Everyone, that is, except a young lizard named Theodore Teed, also known as...
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Cammy.
Teddy isn't very popular and has never had a close friend. And the one thing he can't stand is the friendship between Liz and Spike.
Is everything all right?
Sure, everything's peachy. Why wouldn't it be? Spike and Liz are together.
Yes, of course. They're about to do their tie routine.
It was a morning ritual. Cammy, Teddy, and the whole playground watched as Spike and Liz approached each other from different directions, both holding a hand behind their backs. They stopped a few feet from each other.
You ready?
On three.
One, two, three!
They both jerked their arms from behind their backs. In each of their hands was the exact same string tie, or bolo. They howled with laughter.
The tie guys strike again!
It's not fair. It's not fair they get to have so much fun and leave me out. If only they hated each other as much as I hate them.
Suddenly, an idea hit him.
Yeah, that would do it.
He watched Liz and Spike laugh again and walk into the school. A sinister smile curled his lips.
Go ahead. Laugh it up now. You won't be laughing when I break up your little friendship. Then I'll be laughing, and you'll be crying.
The next day, Granny Gecko was in the mall when she saw Lucille staring in the window of a clothing shop.
Doing a little shopping, Lucille.
Huh? Oh, no, Granny, no shopping.
Lucille, you okay?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Lucille, out with it.
Out with what?
Look, I've lived a lot of years and I know when someone is unhappy. And I also know I don't have a lot of time left to coax their problems out of them. So come on, what's eating you?
Well, it's just, you'll think that's silly.
Oh, Lucille.
I just wish that I was pretty.
Pretty?
Yeah, like the models in these pictures in the store windows, or even like some of the girls at school.
Oh, honey, I think you're very pretty.
Thanks, Granny, but you're supposed to say things like that.
Well,
I told you you'd think it was silly.
No, I do not think it's silly. I understand that looks are very important to kids your age.
And I know I shouldn't dwell on superficial things like beauty, but I can't help it.
It's hard.
I know I'm okay looking, but I just wish I was beautiful.
Oh, sweetheart.
It's okay. Even I'm starting to think this is silly.
Well, good.
I gotta get going, Granny.
Are you sure you're all right, Lucille?
I'm fine. I'll see you later.
Beautiful. Maybe I can help.
Meanwhile, Teddy tried everything he could think of to make Liz and Spike hate each other. First, he tried putting a spider in Liz's desk.
Liz is afraid of spiders, so when he opens his desk and it crawls out, I'll blame Spike.
But in the jostle to get to class, someone bumped Teddy up against the wall, squishing the spider in his pocket.
Ew, sorry. Rats.
Then, Teddy tried writing a very nasty note about Spike, signing it Liz, and slipping it into Spike's backpack when Spike wasn't looking.
This is great.
Spike picked up the backpack, opened it, and dumped all of the papers into the trash can without looking at them.
There! All cleaned out for a new school quarter.
Double rats.
Next, Teddy took a wad of chewing gum and put it on Liz's chair.
When Liz sits in it, I'll blame Spike.
But Miss Waddle informed the class that Liz wasn't at school that day.
He has a doctor's appointment.
Triple rats.
Teddy?
Yes, Miss Swaddle?
I want you to come and sit in Liz's chair.
Liz's chair?
It's closer to the front. You'll be able to see better.
But Teddy. Yes, ma'am.
Teddy spent that night getting gum out of his scales.
Ow!
Nothing worked. Liz and Spike seemed inseparable.
Rats, rats, rats!
The next day, Teddy sulked at his desk, ready to give up, when Miss Waddle made an announcement.
The annual Terrarium Elementary Art Fair is coming up, and I hope some of you will enter a painting or a sculpture.
Hey, Cammy, can I paint your portrait?
I didn't know you were artistic, Spike.
Oh, are you kidding? He's great.
Aw, oh, Liz.
Well, you are.
Well.
That being the case, and since I possess no innate artistic ability, and therefore have no plans to enter the fair, I would be thrilled and honored to sit for you, Spike.
Is that a yes?
Indeed.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Great.
Hey, I'm going to do something I've always wanted to do. A bust of my great-great-grandfather. He was one of the founders of Terrarium, you know.
I didn't know. That sounds wonderful, Liz.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thanks. First prize, here I come.
Teddy just yawned, bored with the whole thing. But later, on his way home, he walked past Spike's house. Spike was sketching Cammy, who sat beside him, when Spike sighed and said,
poor Liz.
Teddy stopped and hid behind a crate before they could see him.
What's wrong?
You heard what Liz said in class today. He wants to do a bust of his great-great-grandfather.
Is there a problem?
Spike shook his head.
Cammy. We're talking about Liz here. The guy who failed crayons. And now he's going to try to do a sculpture. He won't win first prize or any prize. He'll just embarrass himself.
Liz would be terribly hurt if he knew you felt this way.
That's why we can't tell him. We just have to be there for him when he fails.
Teddy crept away, his old evil smile curling his lips.
Finally! I finally have the perfect thing to break up Liz and Spike's friendship!
A few days later, Granny sent for Lucille.
You wanted to see me, Granny?
Yes, honey. I've been thinking about the problem you shared with me the other day. About your lack of beauty.
Oh, I remember, Granny. Look, I told you it's okay.
Well, I have actually found out a way to help you.
Help me?
If you're still interested.
I might be. What did you have in mind?
Well, I did a little digging, and I came across an ancient secret formula for making people beautiful.
Oh, come on, Granny.
Oh, it's true, and it's surefire.
Really?
Have I ever lied to you?
Good point. So what is this formula? How does it work?
It's all natural.
Good.
And it takes the beauty that you already have and enhances it to the nth degree.
Wow.
So, do you want it?
Yes. Give me the formula, please.
Okay, but first, you'll have to go get some of the ingredients.
Ingredients? What kind of ingredients?
They're all written down here on this list.
Granny, these aren't ingredients, they're locations.
The ingredients are at the locations, girl. Do I have to explain everything?
Oh.
They're waiting for you. All you have to do is go on and pick them up.
Okay. Are you sure this is on the up and up?
Now, of course. Just get started. The sooner you get those ingredients, the sooner you will become...
beautiful.
Yes.
At his house, Liz chipped away at a large piece of stone with a hammer and chisel as Teddy sidled up.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, hi, Teddy. I'm really kind of busy here.
Yeah, with your sculpture.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Aw, thanks, Teddy. I've got a long way to go, though.
I can't wait to see it finished.
Thanks.
I know some people may not want to, but I can't wait.
What? What are you talking about? Who doesn't want to see my sculpture?
Well, Spike, for one.
Spike?
At least that's what I hear.
Spike doesn't want to see my sculpture? What else have you heard about Spike, Teddy?
Teddy sucked in his lips to keep from smiling. Lucille followed Granny's directions to the first store, but just before she got there, she came across a small boy lizard. He was stumbling around and tripping over things and falling down, When he picked himself up and headed right toward the busy street, Lucille raced to him.
Whoa, hold on there!
What is it? Who are you?
My name's Lucille. You're headed out into that street. Can't you see that?
No, I can't. I'm blind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's okay.
Well, let me help you back from the street.
Thanks. I lost my way. I was going for a walk, and it's not like I haven't done this a million times, but this time I fell, and I lost my cane, and I tried to find it, but I couldn't, and I got all turned around.
Oh, here's your cane. You just went in the wrong direction, that's all.
Thanks. I guess I'm not as independent as I thought I was.
Sure you are. Hey, we all get turned around at times. I've gotten lost going from my bedroom to the kitchen.
Wow. At least that's never happened to me.
Do you need help getting home?
My independent side says no, but my realistic side says yeah, maybe I do. Just this once, though.
I promise. Come on.
The boy told Lucille where he lived, and she helped him get to his home nearby. He thanked her again profusely, and Lucille continued on her way to the store, picking up the first ingredient, which turned out to be...
a sheet pan, a regular old sheet pan for baking. Odd.
But she picked up the pan and continued on her way. Meanwhile, Teddy raced back to Spike's house. He had to make sure Liz didn't see him, and he got to Spike's barely ahead of Liz. Teddy ducked behind a crate to watch the fireworks as Liz stormed up to Spike.
So you think I'll embarrass myself, huh, Spike?
Huh?
Liz had walked up so fast he startled Spike and Cammy.
Liz, you nearly made me ruin my painting.
Well, what can you expect from a guy who failed crayons?
How did you know?
Quiet, Cammy. Did you say those things, Spike?
Yes, I said them.
I can't believe it. I thought we were friends.
We are.
Oh, some friend.
Liz turned to leave, then stopped.
And by the way, I think your painting stinks.
What?
And we'll just see who wins first prize.
Liz, wait.
Cammy went after him. Spike sank into a chair as Teddy rose from behind the crate.
Boy, was he mad.
Teddy, what are you doing here?
Oh, just passing by. I know I shouldn't have been listening, but Liz was yelling, so I couldn't help it.
Yeah, well... I guess he had a right to yell.
I don't think so. Huh? From what I heard, you were only telling the truth, right? Yeah. I mean, it's no secret that Liz isn't a very good artist, is it?
No. No, it isn't.
The way I see it, you were just trying to keep him from getting hurt. Especially since you're such a good artist.
You really think so?
Sure. You're a cinch to win first prize. Huh. In fact, Liz really shouldn't even be in the same contest with you.
You know, Teddy... maybe you're right. I was only being honest. If Liz can't handle the truth, that's his problem, not mine.
This time, Teddy did smile. Meanwhile, Lucille followed Granny's directions to the next store and then got the second item on the list, which turned out to be...
a spatula. Even odder.
She tucked the spatula into her backpack and continued on her way. Back at Liz's house, Teddy watched as Liz smacked the chisel hard with the hammer. Bits of stone flew out and skittered across the floor.
I can't believe I was ever friends with that guy.
Teddy shook his head.
Yeah, you think you know some people.
He's just a show-off.
Liz whacked the chisel even harder. A chunk of stone clunked to the floor. Teddy knew it was time for the knockout blow. He stood up.
Wouldn't it be great if Spike was knocked out of the art fair?
If I know Spike, he's already finished his painting. He'll be there.
Yeah, and he'll probably take first prize, too.
Yeah.
Unless...
unless what?
Teddy looked as innocent as he could.
Unless an accident happened to his project.
An accident?
Sure. Accidents happen all the time. And it would be for Spike's own good. Keep him from showing off.
Liz looked thoughtful for a moment, then his eyes narrowed and he looked at Teddy grimly.
Teddy?
Teddy was sure that the gig was up, that Liz had caught on to what he was doing and was going to kick him off the Lacerda property. Then, Liz slowly nodded his head.
You're right. I think an accident is just the lesson Spike needs.
Teddy almost laughed. Meanwhile, as Lucille neared the third store, she came across a very old lizard, even older than Grandpa Anoli. He was standing on the street corner and looked as though he wanted to cross, but was hesitating.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
Do you need help?
Yes, I think I do. I need to get across the street, but the cars are coming so fast, I'm afraid to go.
I know how you feel, but don't worry, I'll help you.
Thank you, kindly. It's very nice of you. Very nice indeed.
Here, take my arm.
All righty.
Okay, here's a break in the traffic, so let's go.
We're off. The world sure got itself into one big hurry since I was your age.
Yeah, well, we have time. We can go as fast or as slow as we need to.
I appreciate it. You know, you're getting old when just crossing the street turns into a grand adventure.
There, we made it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Be safe.
The old lizard shuffled on his way, and Lucille went to the next store to get the last ingredient, which turned out to be...
cookie dough. Oddest of all. But if that's what she wants...
She added the dough to the other items and headed out of the store and back to Granny's farm. Liz was making his way across the park. He was right in front of the play fort when Spike rushed up to him and spun him around.
Liz!
Hey! What's your problem, Spike?
You, that's what. You sabotaged my painting of Cammy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. There's a big black mustache painted on Cammy's face, and you did it.
What?
Don't give me that innocent bit. You got paint all over your hands.
Well, it serves you right for being such a show-off.
I'm a show-off.
I'm glad you admit it.
I didn't admit it. And at least I'm not jealous.
Me? Jealous of you?
Glad you admit it. You're green with it.
Green is my natural color.
I can't believe we were ever friends.
Oh, don't worry, we won't ever be again.
Fine.
Fine.
They stomped off in opposite directions. All was quiet for a few seconds, and then Teddy jumped out from behind the play fort with glee.
Yes, I did it. I broke them up, and right on the day before the big art fair. And it was so simple. A little bad-mouthing here, a little bad-mouthing there, and boom, no more friendship. Teddy, you're a genius.
He left, very pleased with himself. So pleased, in fact, that he didn't notice that the play fort wasn't empty. Cammy was inside, and she had heard every word.
Oh, Teddy, Teddy, Teddy.
It took some doing, but Cammy finally convinced Liz and Spike to meet her in front of the school. When she told them what she had learned about Teddy, she didn't get the reaction she expected.
Well, that's no excuse for Liz ruining my painting.
It also doesn't change what Spike said.
So you're just going to let Teddy break up your friendship? If that's all it takes, maybe you weren't the great friends you thought you were.
Look,
hey, I was still being his friend. I was just telling the truth,
look,
and he's the
Spike,
one that...
your painting is just a thing.
Yeah.
You can always paint another one. Isn't Liz's friendship worth more than a thing?
Well, I always thought so.
I think it certainly is. And Liz, maybe Spike shouldn't have said what he said in quite the way he said it.
No, he shouldn't have.
But he never meant for you to hear it. He was actually concerned about your feelings. I'm sure you've said things about others, truthful though they might have been, that you'd never want them to hear, haven't you?
Well... yeah, I guess I have.
Indeed. So what all this boils down to, gentlemen, is forgiveness.
Liz and Spike slowly looked at each other. There was a long pause, and then Liz said,
I'm sorry I ruined your painting, Spike.
And I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, Liz. I didn't mean to.
I forgive you. Friends?
Friends!
They shook hands and laughed. Suddenly, Liz stopped.
That no... good, low-down Teddy Teed.
Yeah, we can't let him get away with this.
Well, I have an idea on how you can get back at him.
Uh-huh.
The caveat is you'll have to work together. Interested?
Yeah.
Liz and Spike smiled.
Let's hear your idea, Cammy.
Back at Granny's house, Lucille handed over the ingredients she had collected.
Granny, I'm confused.
About what, dear?
These are the ingredients for the formula to make me beautiful?
Oh, heavens, no. Lucille, these are the ingredients to make chocolate chip cookies.
Granny!
Oh, I know. Homemade is better, but these will have to do in a pinch.
Forget about the cookies. What about the formula you promised?
Oh, I know I did, and I have delivered. You are now more beautiful than ever. In fact, some folks think you are the most beautiful girl in the world.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, still don't believe me, huh? Well, don't take my word for it. Come on, come on.
What?
Granny led Lucille into the next room, sat her down in front of the TV, and pressed play on the VCR.
What's going on?
Watch and listen.
Suddenly, the blind lizard boy appeared on the TV screen.
What do you think of the young lady who just helped you?
That's you!
Oh, shh!
I think she's the most beautiful girl in the world.
Then the old lizard appeared.
She was beautiful, just beautiful. She saved my life. Only a truly beautiful person would do that.
Lucille blushed and smiled, and finally saw the beauty Granny talked about.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you're seeing yourself like God sees you.
The next day was the big art fair. Teddy usually stayed away, but not this time.
I can't wait to see Liz embarrass himself with his sculpture.
Miss Waddle stood on the school steps and quieted the crowd.
All right, everyone. The judges have made a decision. This year's first prize goes to the sculpture called Friendship.
She lifted up a cloth cover, revealing a stone carving of two lizard hands clasped in friendship.
The artist is L.N.S.
What kind of a name is that?
L.N.S. Whoever you are, come up and get your prize.
Teddy scanned the crowd and was stunned when two familiar forms walked up onto the porch.
We're L.N.S.
That's right. Liz and Spike. L.N.S.
Yeah.
Miss Waddle handed them the blue ribbon, and Liz stepped forward.
We've learned a lot about being friends the past couple of weeks.
Sure have.
Our friendship helped us to finish this project,
yep.
And we want to dedicate it to friends everywhere.
Friends everywhere!
Yeah!
Teddy couldn't believe it. He pushed his way clear of the crowd, disgusted, and walked up a deserted alley, deep in thought.
Oh, Liz and Spike back together. They were even wearing their bolo ties. All my hard work for nothing.
Suddenly, a voice behind him said,
Hello, Teddy.
Huh?
Teddy wheeled around, startled. Directly in front of him stood Liz. Teddy whipped back around, but behind him, cutting off his retreat, stood Spike and Cammy. Teddy stumbled backward up against a building.
You better leave me alone.
Like you tried to get us to leave each other alone?
We know what you tried to do, Teddy, and we've decided to take care of you once and for all.
What are you gonna do to me?
Liz stood right over him. He bent down, put his face right in front of Teddy's and said,
We're gonna make you our friend.
You know, both of these stories show that what's on the inside, in our hearts, is far more important than what's on the outside. Lucille realized that people considered her beautiful because of her loving service to them from her outward appearance. Teddy's inside wasn't very beautiful. He was full of jealousy, and he even tried to break up Liz and Spike's friendship. But because Liz, Spike, and Cammy decided to treat Teddy with love instead of revenge, I have a feeling that Teddy will soon be beautiful on the inside, too. I hope you'll ask God to help you be beautiful on the inside, because the beauty God looks for is in the heart.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Bill Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.